helps me today, I title this, Show Me Thy Way. Look at that, W-A-Y. Show me thy way, O Lord. I want to go with you. How many with all of your heart here today, you want to go with God?
Yeah.
I want to go His way. His way is the best way. Listen here to the psalmist David. And I want you to really, I'll never get through all this, but I spent the whole day yesterday just studying and writing and typing. I want you to listen to the psalmist David's sincerity. You know God's looking for an honest heart, ain't he?
Yes.
He's looking for our sincerity. Oh God. Give ear to what?
My words.
David is talking to God.
Yes.
Give ear. Listen, Lord. Give ear to my words. O Lord, consider my meditation. All right? Give ear to my words. I'm a praying, Lord. Now give ear and consider my meditation. Hearken. Listen unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I what?
Pray.
My words, my prayers, my mind's thoughts, my meditation, my cry, my prayer. O God, for unto thee will I pray. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. You may be seated. Lead me because I got enemies. How many's got an enemy?
Amen.
Well, number one, right off the bat, is the devil.
I know of.
Oh, I know of.
Satan.
The devil. The
adversary. You ain't met him before?
Oh, yeah. I've met him and he's met me.
I've ran into him for almost 52 years. He owned me for 20 of it. Shoot, 20 before that.
Yeah, buddy.
Because of mine enemies, God, make thy way straight before my face. Now notice the words we're teaching today. Before my face, what David was saying, I want to see your way so clear that I won't miss it.
Right.
God's got a good way.
Yes.
His paths are holiness.
Amen.
His path is righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Hebrews 11:6 says, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Diligent means to put your whole heart in it.
Yeah.
With everything you got. I want to be rewarded.
Yes.
Can you say it today, God? I want your blessings.
Yes.
I want to feel your spirit. I want your touch, Lord. I'm seeking you. I'm seeking you for help. Oh, I feel Him. I'm seeking you for my strength. I'm seeking you, God, to guide me. Don't ever let me go astray.
Yes.
Set my feet in the straight and narrow way, Lord. My meditation's on Him. My heart is set on Him. I tell you, I need Him every day that I wake up. I need God.
Amen.
Can we just love Him right here today? I feel you, Lord, with my whole heart. I feel you. Your spirit is good, dear God. Hallelujah. The sweet Holy Ghost is good. We need the Lord. We need Him. David goes on in Psalm 27:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, P-L-A-I-N, because of mine enemies. I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss it.
Amen.
I don't want the devil tripping me up. Mm-hmm. I want to hold on, Terry, to what God gave me. Holy, 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 Sherry, I want to hold on to what he showed me. How many can say he's enlightened my eyes, Brother Tommy? He's letting me know that he's really real. The Spirit of God is really real. I accepted it a long time ago, and I know that it's real. You can pray at this altar. You can come up and get anointed. You can have your brothers and sisters that you love. They got confidence in. They can anoint you with oil. I'm glad for the house of God. I'm glad for those times you can come in the door and you feel so dead and so dry. You might be fighting battles and having afflictions, but you can stand right here in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no way like God's way. It's a good way to serve the Lord. He's a present help, Sister Maria, in the time of trouble and in the time of need. And you just wave your hand to the Lord and say, He's real. Teach me, O Lord, thy way, God.
Yes.
Holy Lord. I feel him. I feel him. Oh, God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
There is freedom. I'm free, dear Lord. Hallelujah. God. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Here we go. Lead me in a plain path.
Yes.
Because of mine enemies. How many could say today with a sincere heart, I've got to know that God's with me?
Yes.
It's come to the point. It's come to the place. It's come to the time. Jesus is about ready to come.
Yeah.
And I've got to know God's with me.
Yes, thanks, God.
I've got to know He's on my side.
Yes.
I got to know that I got His favor. Got to know that I'm pleasing in His sight.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Teacher, I can't afford to miss it. I know that my time is running out.
Yes.
And I sure don't want to miss heaven.
Amen.
I want it to be well with me.
Yes.
Amen.
And be well with my soul.
Yes.
Brother Charles, you just feel the Lord sometimes, and you just kind of clear blue. You just thank you, Jesus. Oh God. I've got to be sure that I'm walking with God, to where I can hear Him and for Him to lead me. I found out a long time ago, I can't make it on my own. I just can't do it. Thank you, Lord. I can't make it without Jesus. How many's with me on that one?
Amen.
I can't make it without the life giver.
Amen.
And my blessed Savior.
Come on.
He's a keeper. I feel Him up here. I need Him to guide me. I need Him to show me. Show me, Lord. I need Him to help me. I can tell you by experience in my own life and the testimonies of others that I know or have known, and by many stories of people's lives through our Bible, that without God, without His presence, it's a most dangerous, scary, and fearful place to be in this world.
Amen.
I want Him.
Yes.
I need Him.
Oh, yes.
Come on. He is my shelter.
Yes.
He's my keeper. He's my rock in a weary land.
Amen.
He's my covert in the time of tempest. He's my high tower that I can run in where my head is lifted up above mine enemies round about me. He is my shelter. He is my refuge. Can you praise Him? That's what God is to me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I've got to stay with Him.
Yes.
I've got to walk with Him.
Man.
Lead me, Jesus. I stick out my hand, Lord, take it and lead me in the right way.
Yes.
I'll tell you, if God leads you, you won't fall.
That's right.
I want somebody to turn and read for me Proverbs 22:6. I want you to listen. to what Solomon the wise man, by the anointing power of God, what he wrote.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yeah. Ain't you glad of that, brother?
Amen.
Right.
Ain't you glad of that, Ronnie?
Right.
Yes.
Ain't you glad of that, Brother Ron?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't you glad of that, Sister Claire?
Yes.
Oh, God, I love you. I am what I am, and I am where I am, because I was raised in a Christian home, raised in church, and taught right from wrong. The holy seed, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, was sown into my heart. That's why that I am what I am, and saved today by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Train up a child in the way it should go, he should go. When he gets old, he'll not depart from it. You'll never outrun the way that you were brought up. You might go for years and years till God gets a hold of you, but you ain't going to forget it. I can say, which I've mentioned, that I was raised in a Christian home, brought up in church, and taught the ways of God from a child. I heard the preachers preach on the old rugged cross. The old rugged cross. Jesus died for our sins on that tree to save us from a burning hell. The cross still speaks.
Right.
And the blood still flows. My God. They would preach there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. That holy seed was planted in my young, tender heart. In my home by my mom and dad and in church sitting on an old wooden bench. I heard enough to bring conviction to my heart that I needed a Savior. I learned enough and heard enough and was taught enough. And my mommy would stop me at the door. You've heard it 100 times if you've heard it once. She would stop me at the door. She said, wait a minute, honey. And the guys out there in the car, 4 of us ran together all the time. Drugs, alcohol, the whole 9 yards out there in that 67 Chevelle. Oh, the headers on that car just vibrating. The windows. Racing engine in it. My mommy go in there and get that big Bible off on the coffee table. She'd come in there and read scriptures to me. Read to me God's word. Wait a minute, honey, and I always respected her for it. Oh, you did. And she'd never know it. I wouldn't have told her then, you know, people wouldn't come up in my throat and I was just choking. Conviction getting a hold of me. She'd read scriptures to me. She'd grab me, pour my face to her face like this, hug me. She'd step back. She said, honey, I love you more than I can tell you I love you.
Precious.
And you know, when you go out there and something happens to you, a car wreck or whatever, you know, you'll be like the rich man in hell. You lift up your eyes in torment. She planted something. She sowed in deep. For 2 years I ran under conviction, knowing that I needed to get right with God, knowing that I needed to quit my lifestyle. Oh, Lord, it got so bad on me, the bed I couldn't hardly sleep in the night. I'd get out in my car, 1974 Plymouth Duster, trying to feel the void inside of me. I would take the drugs, light up the joint, smoke the dope, and put the rock music in it and crank it up. The smoke would fill the car. Lord, Lord, out on the country roads driving, running from God. Lord, can I tell you, you'll never outrun convicting power of an almighty God. You'll never outrun a mommy and a daddy's prayers. When the church prays for the soul of the sinner and the backslider, a conviction will find you. You might be out in the middle of an ocean on a lawn on an island, but God knows right where you are. Raise your little hand. I need God to guide me. I need Him to show me. I need Him to help me. Talk to me, Lord, and lead me.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Flying down the road. I've been in almost two or three real bad accidents where the car's going around like this right here. Off on this side of the road, the boy lost control of the car, went around like this, off on this side of the road into the gravels in a curve, and went around like that and ended up backwards across the other lane and over into a ditch line. A mommy's prayers. I believe sometimes a mommy and a daddy can pray and the Lord can dispatch an angel just that fast.
Yes.
You ain't taking him out.
Right.
You ain't going to take him out.
Right.
I'm trusting God to save my son. Watch over him.
Amen.
Boys that turned to me in the car said, Tommy, man, you know that language, just that lingo of a druggie. Tommy, man, what's wrong with you? I'd perk up. I said, ain't nothing wrong with me, guys. I'm not. But down deep inside, you know what you need, don't you?
Amen.
You down inside, you know. Lord, I need help. I need God.
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Listen to this. The Catholics say, Catholicism, Catholics say, give us a child until he is 6 years old, and he'll never depart. That's true. That is in their teachings. If we can have a kid and raise it up till it's 6 years old and fill it with our doctrine, it'll never depart from it. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. How many can say today, I thank you for the Lord for this church?
Amen.
How many can thank you for the pastor? Thank you for Brother Ronnie. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We have the truth here.
Amen.
We're sowing the seed, Sister Maria, right here. This is the Holy Word of God. This is a light. My God. It matters how you're taught. It matters who you listen to.
Yes.
There's many different voices and many different ways in this world. Many religions, many doctrines, but there's only one true way,
right?
And that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's salvation in no other, for no other name is given under heaven whereby we must be saved.
Right.
He's the way. How many could say today, I found the way, Brother Tommy, I found the way.
Oh, yes.
Maria, ain't you glad you found the way? A lot of voices, a lot of preachers. You can get on your phone and you can hear about anything you want to, but I tell you, by the looks of people that is a preaching, by the looks of their congregation, by the looks of the singers, you know that they ain't saved.
Yeah, right. Man.
Yep. I told Brother George, Brother Ron, I said, I was born in the fire and the smoke ain't going to do it. Raise your little hand. The fire of God, the anointing of God, the fire will burn out every bit of the chaff out of our life. It'll cleanse us up. Men will look like men. Women will look like women. Thank God forevermore. I'm glad in this good holiness way. God knows them that are His.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Dealing with, show me thy way, O God.
Yes.
Teach me thy ways. It's a good way.
Yes.
It is so important to find the true way of God that the Lord had Solomon to record it twice. Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25. He wrote twice, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." How many people, how many churches across the land on this Sunday, this Sabbath day of Sunday, how many people really don't have the truth?
Right.
They don't. And they think they're all right. Mm-hmm. A way that seemeth right, but when you come down to the end. Yep. Oh God. Preacher Jack Cole tells back in the 1950s of a man who boarded a train to travel to a place way off somewhere that he wanted to go.
Yep.
He took his seat, pulled out his newspaper, laid back and read the whole way in his newspaper. When the train stopped to let the passengers off, when the man stepped off the last step and looked around him, he hollered, "This ain't where I'm supposed to be." He turned around, he hollered at the conductor and told him that he was supposed to be at the other place. The conductor answered him back and said, "Sir, you got on the wrong train." Oh God.
Come on.
Oh God. Raise your hand right now. I want on the right way.
Yes.
I want to go the right direction.
Yes.
I don't want to get to the very end and realize that I left God out of my life or out of areas in my life. I need him in all areas.
Yes.
Come on. I need him to have my whole heart.
Yes.
You got on the wrong train. Sir, you got on the wrong train. The place you're talking about is in the opposite direction.
Yes.
The whole trip, this man was comfortable, Brother Ron, and at ease and comfortable, thinking that he was all right.
Okay.
I'll make it to where I'm going.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I need God. I wonder how it'll be for people that's rejected the Lord. Conviction has dealt with them. Conviction has dealt with them. God showed them things. God showed them. God's dealt with them. He shined the light. He's drew them. Some people we've had good intentions. Maybe they knelt at the altar. Maybe in some revival somewhere across the land. I'm talking about all over this world. God is saying, "Follow me. Follow me and I'll help you. Follow me and I'll save you. Follow me." And how many looks for an easier way?
Yeah.
Lay back. Games and entertainment and pleasures. Yeah, Brother Jason tells you, you probably heard it, Sister Maria, about this man. They went to preach this man's funeral. I don't know if Jason or somebody else went to preach this man's funeral. Well, his son was there. The man was elderly. He was way up in age, and his body was laying there. Brother Jason went to the man's son and said, "Was your dad a Christian?" "Oh," said, "he was baptized many, many, many years ago." "Brother Jason, where did he go to church?" "Did he go to church?" "No, Daddy didn't go to church." "Said he was baptized, though."
Yeah.
Baptism ain't going to get you into heaven.
Right.
Holy God. I'm going to tell you something. Coming up and shaking the preacher's hand ain't going to get you to heaven.
Right.
Holy Lord, death's going to come. And one of these days you're going to step off board and say, "This ain't where I'm supposed to be. Dear God, I thought I was going to the right place." Raise your hand and say, "God, help us, Lord. Help us in this generation. God, this ain't where I'm supposed to be. I thought I was all right. I thought that God was going to take me to heaven, though that I didn't really live for it. Water, that ain't going to do you no good. People can resist all the prayers that's prayed for them, but down deep in their heart, somewhere in their life, God showed them. God showed them different. God told them it's different. You got to go my way."
Right. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And thank God I ain't going to step down. Because when I leave this world, I must live.
Let me do that again.
Jesus comes. I can't jump that fast. The trumpet sounds.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
Come on.
And 1/700th of a second is the twinkling of an eye. Woo! I'm with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Hey. Raise your little head and raise him and praise him in the twinkling of an eye. I'm out of here. Hey, Lord, I'm not going down, but I'm not going up. Hey, devil, you're heading south, but I'm not going north.
Yeah.
Come on, children. We're going the right way.
Yeah.
How many can feel a witness that in your soul? You know that you're all right. There's a connection there.
Praise the Lord.
It ain't hard for me to shout.
Jesus.
I prayed this down yesterday.
Praise
Mary come in her late. It was a lot pretty late last night, wasn't it? Late in the evening.
Yeah.
It's dark.
She said, "You still into that? Your Sunday school lesson?" I said, "Yeah, honey. I can't get out of it." I said, "I feel it. I'll top a few minutes and I'm telling you, tears will just roll, man." She came in here the other day and I had my finger up like this and I was a preaching. I was looking at a computer screen and I was a preaching to you guys. Ho, 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 ho. Preaching to every one of you before I got here. Well, hallelujah, in the twinkling of an eye. I'm not going down, but I'm not going up.
Yeah.
I'm getting too over that.
Honest, there is excitement in this.
Yes.
It's like a little kid. You got a brand new toy. You want to play with it, you don't want to lay down. That's the way it is with this salvation. You just don't want to lay it down. It thrills you. It feeds you, don't it, Sherry? My Lord, the waters that Jesus gives, it quenches the thirst. Show me thy way, Lord.
Yes.
And I'll have the joy of the Lord in my heart. Hallelujah. What is so sad is that many, even millions of souls think they're all right and they're going to heaven.
Yeah.
But they're going the wrong direction.
Right.
Listen to Jesus as he warns about a man who was so worldly minded. You know it's easy to be worldly minded?
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything and just be worldly minded.
Right.
It's there. It's the carnal makeup. It's the nature of the flesh. He warned us about a worldly minded man. This man's heart was set on earthly things. Natural things, earthly goods, and he ended up losing his soul. I want to say it. You got to put God first.
Amen.
You got to put him first in everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Luke 12 and 15, if you want to turn there, Jesus is going to tell us about a rich man. And he, Jesus, said unto them, "Take heed. And beware." Look at those two words. Take heed.
Beware.
Beware of covetousness. That's the desire for earthly natural things. "For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth what?
Plentifully.
And he what? Thought within himself. You ever talk to yourself?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You ever have inward thoughts and just think? You think, you know? He thought within himself, saying, now he's talking. Conversation. What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. God interrupted this man's conversation. This man's talking to himself. I've got all kind of things laid up, man. What am I going to do with it? All these riches and all these treasures, these natural things. And God interrupted his conversation. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? 10 times this man made reference to himself, to his own selfish desires. He loved this world. He was glued to it. He left God out of his life. You see, we all have a fleshly body by human nature. We have our own carnal desires and our own way of thinking. We have our ways that are earthly and worldly by nature. These are selfish ways of entertainments and pleasures. We're focused on things down here. We're used to this nature till God comes along to call us to serve him. A lot of it is how people are raised. You listen?
Yeah.
It's the atmosphere that people grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
God has to get that out of our hearts and minds, out of our own personal worldly way of thinking, to get us to see the spiritual things and their worth, the things that are eternal. The Holy Ghost is pulling us to go God's way. It's human nature that people build, they plan, they work, and they lay up for the earthly, for the carnal, for the pleasures. And then they lay back and take their ease, and they think that their soul is all right. Is anything in anybody's life today, or your heart today, is anything in there that's holding you back from being closer to God? I'm searching myself. Is my focus wholly, completely upon the Lord? Have I given him all of my heart? Is there anything that I'm holding back? Is there anything of nature, of this world? Is there anything in my family? Is there anything in my home? Is there anything that's surrounding my life that is between me and God's way? I felt him right there. Raise your hand. Holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God. Holy God, I need a closer walk, Lord. I need a closer walk. Come on, I've got to make it to heaven. I want to go God's way. Listen, there's things the devil will throw into your path. He will literally throw it into your path. I want to tell you something. When you're walking the straight and the narrow way and you're on Jesus' path, the devil cannot get in it. I want to run that back through you to you again. I said, if you're on the path of the Lord, the devil cannot ever, ever enter in that path. You know what he does? He stands up at the sideline. Hey, come here, come here.
You're off-tracking.
Distractions.
Yeah.
If that devil, with that certain thing of temptation he's got, if that don't get you, you'll be walking along and be one over here. Hey, come here. Wait a minute. Just stop. Look at this. Look at this over here. This is what you could have. This is what you could do. A lot of opportunities that will come your way and a lot of choices you'll have to make in life.
Right.
How many could say today, Brother Tommy, I'm in this way for my soul. Raise your hand. No, devil. No.
Amen.
Jesus was tempted of the devil, Satan, for 40 days, 40 nights, without food and without water. And afterward, he was hungered. And guess who showed up in his weakest fleshly condition? Yes, Jesus was the Son of God. Yes, but he was the Son of Man, living in a human body. Hey, God. And that devil said, if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. What was it Jesus said? Oh, Lord. He said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. How many could say, Brother Tommy, there's a lot of times in my life I've got to stomp my foot and say, no, this has gone too far. Raise your hand. This has gone too far. I've watered that in my mind, and the devil's put it in my mind, and that's enough of it. I don't want to get it out of here.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
You're a liar. You're a thief. You're a robber. I'm not for sale. Get him a hand clap in the house. I belong to Jesus, lock, stock, and barrel. And I'm a going to heaven. I made up my mind a long time ago. Well, glory.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. If you're happy, say amen. If you're on your way to heaven, hallelujah, give God a praise. Yeah.